So you guys got to explain this one to me. You know, we were talking about the bubbler earlier, NBA stuff, and a little bit on football. What's happening with Tariq Hill? Somebody explain this one to me.
All right. So what had happened was he's getting sued. I'm just going to read the headline. And if you want me to read the description real quick, I'm going to read the headline I'll use your first impression. Tariq Hill reportedly sued by a model who claims he broke her leg after she moved him in drop blocking drill.
What?
Okay. All right. So Sophie Hall, a plus size influencer with more than 2 million followers on Instagram.
Did you say a plus size influencer?
Yep. I'm going to get to that part. Claims she was invited to take part in an offensive line blocking drill after watching Hill train in his backyard on June 28, 2023, per a copy of the lawsuit published by the Daily Mail. In her first defensive line rep, Hall alleges that she managed to push Hill backwards, drawing laughter from a group of witnesses, including Hill's trainer, mother, and sister. Hall said in 2019 that she is 6'1" and weighs 250 pounds. Hill is listed by the NFL at 5'10", 191 pounds.
So she's bigger than him.
Yeah.
So she's a plus size influencer?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
A lot to influence them, boss.
She's in Tampa. She's down the street from you.
Oh, she's a big girl. Oh, I'm looking at her now.
So wait a minute. And she broke her. I don't understand what happened.
So they did like a couple reps. On the last rep, she said that he pushed her so hard that she landed and broke her leg. And it was in a cast for like 6 months or since then.
So
I think it just got off the cast.
For a medical bill and stuff?
I don't know. He didn't pay and that's why he's getting sued.
No, so when did this happen?
June 28th last year.
Last year. So we're talking 2023.
So yeah. We're just
not hearing about this.
Well, I knew the leg was, I follow her, so I knew the leg was broken, but I didn't realize
her?
The Wait, stipulations.
You follow them? Oh.
My Instagram is fire. Listen, man.
Your what is fire?
My Instagram is fire.
Okay.
I know what that means. I don't know the slang term you guys.
There you go. That's fine.
To each their own.
Listen, next time, like Saturday Night Live was saying, next time, young blood.
Oh, yeah. Next time, young blood. Wow. They were digging in on him pretty good on that one, though. Anyway.
For those who know.
I'll say the code open for Saturday Night Live. We're going to move on because you guys don't care about this Instagram knocking people out.
No, I'm looking at the picture of this woman. I'm like, why are you out there on the football field trying to
she was
rock
a
tackle
from? She played sports in college. Like she's
been at one in college. Man, an NFL player. What's wrong with this woman?
I mean, she got
trying to go after the cheat. Trying to square up with the cheetah. Nah.
No, well, she just now she's looking for some influence. Now just trying to get some cheese. Can I throw some into?
Wait, hold on. Let me just say this last day from just one statement that just came up. She claimed that it was one of her 160 subscribers on OnlyFans who might have reposted it without her permission.
Reposted what?
Her out there on the field. So she didn't
Oh, I didn't know the video was out there.
I guess there's a video out there somewhere. So I'm going to leave it alone.
Oh.
So she's got OnlyFans 160?
Yeah, so he said millions of fans. I'm looking at this at 160. I might be two stories on mixing up, but I'm just telling you what
this
I saw.
This has 2 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, okay. That's her Instagram follower, not her OnlyFans followers. Got it.
Yeah.
She got 160 people paying, but the 2 million on Instagram getting the
160 or 160,000?
No, 160. 160, according to this. But why do you need the cow if you can get the milk on Instagram? Oh God, that came out wrong.
Yeah, what the?
So bad.
What was that?
Bad. I gotta delete that. My bad. Because I didn't mean it for her. Like, no. And moving on. Go.
Did we discuss the billionaire bunker guys, or is someplace out there in the deal there or someplace?
Yeah, let's discuss it.
Okay.
Your question to us was what?
So I'm reading this article. They were saying they named the several billionaire guys who are buying islands and, you know, buying up Hawaii and places like that and building bunkers and stuff. They're saying, well, is this just being eccentric? They waiting for the apocalypse? Or is it a new feudalism? Or what's the
story?
Let me
tell you something. I want to know who the billionaires are because I need to become friends with them, because when they go to that bunker, I need to go with them. It is because of the apocalypse. I don't think it's about being eccentric. I don't think it's about, you know, just to have it. I went down a rabbit hole of Discovery Channel or something like that, showing videos of people's bunkers. I want one. I think I'm going to need one. Because after the movie Civil War comes out in a couple of months, we might be in a civil war. So I think they building these bunkers for real because they need a place to go.
With Zuckerberg again, and his wife built one.
Watch the end of Leave the World Behind. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I don't know if I want to watch it now. You guys,
Adrian had a good point a few months ago on one of these podcasts when he said physical media is real and you're going to need it. Because when you try to watch that season finale of Friends and none of your Netflix or Disney Pluses and stuff don't work, and you go to that DVD that's sitting in the closet right there, and you can watch the finale.
Okay. Oprah has a 163-acre estate in Maui, along with Zuckerberg.
And she got a plane that can get it, though.
And what's that guy named from Oracle, Ellison? What's his first name? I can't think of it now.
He got
Larry.
Larry Ellison? That's crazy money.
He's been I think he was like the first one that had a bunker island out there.
I'm on the island, but they'll take out my old guard quick. And take all the keys to everybody's place. I thought I had a bunker, but I don't know if our security guards can handle it.
Yeah. Boy.
And we might be storming from the front side and the Gulf side. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
So
yeah, you the first one on the list.
So Jazz can't get the job done?
No. Jazz be jumping out the window herself.
Man, you don't have a very strategic location there.
Y'all ain't gonna eat me.
But you know how much money it takes to do
a lot. And people, look, after I watched that, again, like I said, I went down the discovery rabbit hole of people who had one. There's some pretty elaborate.
So bunkers. How long can they live there? Because once the food chain get cut off, how long can you live?
Again, when you see what they have stored in these bunkers, they might be eating canned tuna and beans for a few years, but they had plenty of stuff stored down there. They had plenty of rations. Some guy even had a way for evaporated steam or something like that, creating water under the ground. Oh, it was crazy. I was like, he put a full system down there, a full sustainable system. Like they had green, somebody had greenhouses with lighting. All
so here's a question I got. So am I the only one here seeing 2012?
That's not
2012. No, that's not 2012.
So what happens to all those bunkers if the plates and stuff start shipping and stuff? Here, go, huh?
It's over.
Well,
it's
well.
Over regardless. You can't save them Bentleys.
Taking the Bentley. That's a great line.
You ain't saving those Bentleys, bro.
No, so none of that stuff, when my point is, none of that stuff really matters at that point.
No, because what if you wake, you think it's all safe outside, and you open the bunker, and you're underwater, under the ocean somewhere. It's the whole landscape chain. You know, Florida done fell off. It done dangled off and floating out there somewhere. I mean, you're right. You're right. You're in a bunker. Hopefully you can survive in that bunker forever.
Well, it's no such thing.
You got to come out eventually. If
the
nothing
earth shift, it's just, you could be down so, underneath
the limits.
So what do you think? We need to put ourselves on a spaceship and shoot it out there and wait it out.
I just
Elon's building his bunker on Mars.
I just watched Elysium yesterday.
That's what I'm talking about.
You've seen it, right? Elysium?
I seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
So no, if something happened here, we just kind of a few of us surviving, that'll be it. It's okay.
All the ones that's supposed to procreate for us, please leave some.
No, it's just it's not like it haven't happened before.
What was that movie with Matt Damon, and there's another one where they going to be in space explorers.
The Martian?
The Martian?
Yeah. Is that the one?
Probably.
I like the Martian.
Yeah.
And who was the other actor in it?
There's like 15 guys in it because he's the only one on the planet that he gets left behind. Yeah. There's a lot of people in that movie.
That's what I'm thinking it's going to be like. It was the Martian.
No, Martian is good. I'll watch that over and over again. I really like that one. But no, Daddy. There's nothing on Mars. You had a terraform with just stuff inside of a little deal. There.
We're already behind the eight ball. We should have been doing this since the 70s. We should have kept on going, but now we're trying to remember how to land on the moon right.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, look, I like what they said with the rover landed. It's like, well, we got to wait a few days for the sun to come back out. before it can wake up.
Was it the Japanese that would put theirs and landed upside down?
Yeah.
The movie I always talk about was Interstellar. I'm sorry.
That is not Matt Damon.
He is in that one.
Oh, is he?
Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, he's in it. He's crazy man.
Exactly. That's what I'm seeing. Anyway.
He lost it. He had been on his plane by himself. He had lost his securities and stuff. He's out of. But listen, Interstellar was very, very good.
It was very good.
It's what they were doing, the concept they were dealing with. Because the planet itself was that we blight, which is possible. But we overuse the planet. You can't grow. The stuff doesn't grow. It was something.
Yep.
And this interdimensional stuff they was playing around with, trust me.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
It had me in it. I was like, okay, this is pretty good. Anyway, what else we got? Adrian, gonna get us out of here?
I think that might be it. Somebody feed Phil? I guess I didn't even know about the show.
Real quick. Yeah.
I guess I didn't even know about the show.
Yep.
The guys, the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond. I guess he's got this food show. He's been going around the world and, you know, getting like in the local scene and, you know, just really kind of like, you know, getting the real vibe for places and talking about charity groups and all this stuff. I got turned on because something popped up and it was this latest season has an Orlando episode and it's called The Real Orlando. And it talks about all the, like the Puerto Rican influence, the Vietnamese influence, a lot of like activist influence in certain places. And it was a good episode and the food looked amazing. All the places, one or two of them I've been to, but a lot of places, amazing looking food spots.
What's his name?
Yeah. Phil. Is somebody feed Phil? So why he was in Orlando? So when you guys go watch it, because I will go watch it as well. He visited Seven Bites, East End Market, places like that. Black Bee Honey, Domu, Cooking with Kim. Some really good spots that you really should check out. Tien Hung Market is right next to my favorite Vietnamese place that I love to go get my pho from. They went to Kappa Steakhouse and yeah. So
you're like a poor man, Anthony Bourdain?
He ain't poor.
Yeah, he ain't poor. But if you go to visit Orlando, if you go to visit Orlando and look up somebody feed Phil, you'll see all the locations that he went to.
They hyped this one.
There. He's eating right there.
Yeah. He's like, we are not going anywhere near Disney, and he did not.
Yep.
Well, you can't go Disney. First of all, Disney wouldn't let you.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they could do their own thing on it, they would, because they have. They can hype their own restaurants all around, but. And same thing with Universal, but you know, this kind of real authentic. There's a lot. Listen, how many Michelin star restaurants and award winners have we got in this town? Because we have all these chefs come to town to try to like either learn, either working through Darden, they're working for Disney, work for Universal, and then they leave and they start their own stuff. And all of a sudden, you just got this amazing food scene all around, like these world class chefs all over the place. They stopped in Edenville, and what is it, cooking with Kim? I think it was soul food, man. Okay. I'm just saying there's just a lot of stuff you don't know out there and you forget. It's not just Tampa.
I used to go to Edenville back in the day, but that's back in the day.
Back in the day.
No, seriously. Cause that was a place to go. They had a night. It was a big club back in the day over there. So yeah.
Yeah, I think we might have hit that club one time too.
We did.
It's upstairs, downstairs, a big spot out there in the middle of the place. You know, yeah, yes. I was there a few times.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked it. So check that out too. Listen, all the foods, I'm a foodie. So all this stuff on Netflix, when they put all this kind of different food series and things on, I love that stuff. I love seeing, you know, I see the concept. I love seeing what, you know, people like enjoying the work and, you know, just kind of being there and, doing stuff for the people. So I like that. So
doing something for the peoples.
Doing something for the peoples. So I think that might be it. Is that it? And you got anything else, sir?
No, I'm a little exhausted.
We behind the scenes, we take these things on a Monday. And you know that week starts out right and we're like, you know what I'm saying? But we're here for you people. We're out here to give you what you want. Gene, you got anything else?
Nope. That's it. Close it.
If you don't want it, we'll give it to you.
They want it. They want it. Thank you for listening to the Local Atlanta Podcast on all your final podcast platforms. Like and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple. Even if you didn't like us, leave us a 5-star review on Apple. On our YouTube platform, you can listen to the show. We still ain't going to see your pictures yet because y'all ain't paying us for that yet. And we out. Y'all have a great great week. Peace.